More than 5,000 people used to live in Stepnogorsk. Now there are only a few hundred left in the village. You can't imagine how many explosions we hear day and night. Come with me, I'll show you how we live. As she leads us to the basement, the delicious smell of home cooking is overwhelming. Just another day in the shelter, they say. Some of these women have known each other since kindergarten. They have been living here for months now, celebrating birthdays and giving each other courage. The front line is about 5 kilometers away. The village is within artillery range. The thumps can be heard even down here. Olena is most worried at night. She keeps herself busy doing crosswords.
We are here on our own. Sometimes when there's no shelling, we run to our apartment, but it's scary. Here we chat with each other and keep ourselves distracted.
It's always astonishing to meet those who stay in a war zone, who don't want to leave their family history behind. Alone, Luba had no other choice but to join this underground community. But life in the basement can also be lonely at times.
What can we do? Life needs to go on. The children and grandchildren, they are far. We don't want them to take our land. We don't want to be conquered. I don't want them to take this part.
Stepnogorsk is the first village near the contact line in the Ukrainian-controlled part of Zaporizhia. The women are concerned that the Russians might want to take it after Moscow announced it had annexed the region. They say they will remain on the ground, hoping that day never comes. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Stepnogorsk in Zaporizhia region.